Do we have to do the numbers?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. What you saw yesterday on Wall Street, more of the same around the world today. It's good to have you with us this morning as we continue with Fallout, our special coverage of the global financial crisis. Okay, let's do it. Asian markets have plunged again, with Japan leading the way down almost 10%. Europe, same. Major markets off another 7 to 10%. All this after Wall Street sank yesterday. The Dow was down 679 points to just 8,579. Ted Weisberg is president of Seaport Securities. He's been trading on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for 40 years. He told us yesterday's sell-off felt like standing in the middle of a hurricane with no place to hide.
I hate to say this, but we have gone in 1 year from irrational exuberance to irrational pessimism.
Some pain yesterday for General Motors as Standard & Poor's issued a negative credit watch on the company. GM shares tumbled to below $5. And just this morning, General Electric reported a 12% drop in earnings because of troubles in its finance business. As markets plummet, the U.S. government is considering its most extensive move yet in dealing with the crisis. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports from New York.
The government is weighing a plan to insure all of the nation's bank deposits. Up until the bailout plan passed Congress last week, depositors were insured for up to $100,000. Lawmakers raised that limit to $250,000. Now, amidst all the market turmoil, Washington is considering removing the limits altogether. The idea is aimed at keeping individuals from pulling money out of their bank accounts and thereby weakening bank balance sheets even further. Christopher Whalen, Managing Director of Institutional Risk Analytics, says it's about time.
It makes sense to raise it. It should have been raised a long time ago, and it has unfortunately contributed to a short-term bit of run or whatever you want to call it, fear at the retail level. But I think we can address that pretty quickly.
The move, according to the Wall Street Journal, is currently only in discussion stages. It would require several government agencies to agree that there is a systemic risk to the economy. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The world's richest countries will discuss cooperating on interventions as the G7 meeting convenes today in Washington. The U.S. government has already done plenty of intervening, coordinated rate cuts, buying up banks' bad assets, committing to buy companies' commercial paper. I asked money manager Bill Fleckenstein how much confidence he's got that these moves will help.
About zero confidence, because we spent 20 years creating this insane financial system and allowing too much leverage to be piled up everywhere as we went through two bubbles. And the government can't make that go away. This bailout package was not going to solve the underlying problem, and the fact they tossed in $150 billion worth of pork just shows you the politicians really had no grasp of what it was they were trying to do in the first place.
Well, government officials have said, okay, but this is not the time to let the free markets run. This is about giving the system confidence and some liquidity right now.
Right, but you don't want to see innocent people get hurt. They handled Lehman Brothers, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and AIG in a sensible fashion. But they're not being straight with the public when they're saying, well, if we do this, everything will be okay. And the idea that we should buy bad mortgages, that's nonsense. Everyone's all for capitalism until the losses show up, and now we want socialism. That's not going to work.
So how bad do you think the situation is going to get?
Well, I have been saying for years now that when we got to this point after the credit bubble, real estate bubble blew up, we'd have the worst recession in 50 years. Now people are starting to utter the words depression. I hope it doesn't get that bad. But if you understand how warped the upside was, you can see that the danger is the economy doesn't have a very good underpinning underneath it. And I'm quite concerned about how weak the economy could ultimately get.
Money manager Bill Fleckenstein in Seattle. Bill, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org.
For the last week and a half, we've hit the road to find out how Americans are dealing with this economic crisis in a series called Road to Ruin. Our Tess Vigeland has reached the end of her journey. She's in St. Louis and joins us now. Tess, what did you find on the road?
You know, Bill, I think the biggest surprise that I found was that despite all the headlines, even what you're seeing today with markets around the world just absolutely taking a nosedive, that people in general, yes, there are pockets of grave concern and people losing their jobs, but they are not watching what's going on in the world banking system and feeling that it's having an effect on them yet. You know, this may turn out to be something that really trickles down and people find it hard to get credit, but right now they're still getting solicitations in the mail for new credit cards. So it really has been very surprising to hear the optimism that doesn't quite seem to fit with the panic we're seeing elsewhere.
Who's someone you met that'll always stay with you?
I would have to say the junior-senior econ class at a high school here in Missouri that I visited yesterday morning. Lots of really smart kids who are very up on what's going on in the news. And it was very heartening to see that the younger generation is paying attention and perhaps will use the lessons of these days and months to try to help avoid this happening again.
Tess Vigeland on the road to ruin with some hope there in St. Louis. Thank you, Tess.
Thanks, Bill.
Tess reaching the end of her journey there. She's in St. Louis now, and you can hear about her trip. Just go to our website, marketplace.org, and you click on Road to Ruin. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in this morning, and we hope you enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.